from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A little panic in the streets for a lot of Blazer fans out there today. Bleacher Report push notifications coming through. Twitter feed filling up with Jeremy Grant and Anfernee Simons expected to be dealt by the Portland Trailblazers before training camp. That's big news, man. Two best players on the Portland Trailblazers are on the block and expected to be traded prior to the start of training camp. That was a whole thing. And I was a little bit surprised to see Anfernee Simons in the trade before training camp news today. But let's dive into that a little bit deeper, because what all of this is coming from, the aggregators went into the depths of YouTube. And this is a great part. Our show on YouTube, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan. Let's party. Let's ride. But when you go on YouTube and you start sifting through everything, you find little tidbits like this. Aaron Fentress of the Oregonian went on with Stiles and Watkins on Sactown Sports down in Sacramento. And this is the clip which got the aggregators going.
I would be surprised if Jeremy or Anfernee Simons, that one of the two is not moved. I was told that that's definitely the goal, that one of the two would probably be gone before training camp. Both being gone, that might be different. They obviously have time. Like, you know, they can wait to the trade deadline and see if someone else will offer more or what have you. So I think eventually both, like, to me, what they're doing right now, making it clear that Scoot Henderson and Shade Sharp are the centerpieces of the rebuild. And now, of course, they love Klingon. That means you've got to move Anfernee, especially because you've committed to two guards, and Anfernee is better than both of them right now, right? So you have to start Anfernee, or it's going to look silly. If they don't start Anfernee, he's going to probably demand a trade. So he's got to go at some point soon. And then Grant, you can probably wait a little while longer because he's clearly he's your best forward by far. So you can start him and justify that, and it's not a big deal. But as cool of a guy as Grant is, Grant doesn't want to waste his 30s, what years he has left, on a team that's actively tanking again and might even tank again the next year. He wants to go somewhere where he can win. So both of them will be, I predict both of them will be gone by next summer. It just depends on when it happens.
Well, that isn't nearly as salacious as the headlines would indicate. But he did say he has been told that the goal is to move both Ant and Grant.
I've directly contrary to that, have been told that is entirely not the case.
Yeah.
Anfernee Simons is not something they are actively shopping. The only way Anfernee Simons is going to get moved at this point will be is if he decides he wants to be moved, the team is actively not trying to trade him. As it pertains to Jeremy Grant, he is a guy who is open to a move if it makes sense. And it's the same side for the Trailblazers. There's not a push to move either of them. Could that change where Jeremy decides that, yes, he does want to go? Sure. Could Ant decide, yeah, I want to go? There was a line in there about not starting Anthony Simons. Anthony Simons is going to start on this team. Anthony Simons is starting on this team. You can say that they've made a decision to go with Scoot and Shaden. I don't think they've made that decision yet. Anthony Simons is starting on this team. Chauncey Billups will not start Anthony Simons. I'd be willing to wager a significant amount of money that is the case.
Hold on, let's just look at, just take a step back and look at a starting lineup that would include Anthony Simons, Shaden Sharp, Denny Advia, Jeremy Grant, DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
Right? If you take Anthony Simons out of that, the creation for all of the other guys on the floor
is significantly limited.
Disappears. And Scoot cannot replicate that.
He's not at that level yet. If he takes this massive leap and he shows in camp that it's going to be close, you can try to somehow squeeze Ant and Scoot on the floor together and push Shaden out, which I don't think is a good idea because I don't think Scoot and Ant play together at all that well.
No.
We saw it last year, not even just with the limitations, just stylistically. Scoot wants to have the ball in his hands, and when Ant does have the ball in his hands and Scoot is off ball, you're playing 5-on-4 because of how defenses treat him.
Unless he comes back with an incredible three-point shot.
But even then, it's going to take 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. It might take a whole season for teams to be like, man, we don't care if you shoot. You're taking like three threes a game and you're shooting 34%. Like, we go ahead. We're more worried about the guy that shoots 38% from three on 10 or 11 threes a game and loading up to take him away as opposed to you. Like, that's the math problem.
Yeah. I think that on the surface of what Fentress said down in Sacramento, it is kind of what we all already know, though, is that eventually there will come a time where Jeremy Grant and Anthony Simons will no longer be on the Portland Trailblazers because they will pivot to their youth movement timelines. We know this. We know that they've been shopping Jeremy Grant this offseason with the Lakers conversations that have been very public and how close that came to Jeremy Grant becoming a Laker, right? Like the framework was actually there, and then the Lakers got cold feet. And Rui Hachimura, if he came back in as part of that deal, he looked pretty damn good against France. Two flagrant fouls got run.
Oops. There's not like this rush to move either of them. And like in him saying that, you know, that I could, there's a franchise goal to have them move before the start of the season, but also say that he thinks they'll both be moved by next summer. It's like, there's a strong contrast between the two of those.
Yeah. There's about 10 months in between.
Yeah.
There.
Like, do I believe that Ant and Jeremy will both be here next summer? No, I don't. Like, I've said since they drafted Scoot, you have until this coming summer to figure it out.
Yeah.
By the end of 2 years with Scoot, you have to know, is Scoot going to be your guy or is Ant going to be your guy at that one spot? And the reason I left it open-ended is because you never know with rookies. You just don't. Like, is Scoot ever going to be as good as Anthony Simons? If the answer is no, then why would you move on from Anthony Simons?
Because you're not trying to win?
I guess. But, I mean, if that's your argument, it's like, okay.
But then we have this conversation that we've had several times before, and we've played the audio. Was it? No, it wasn't Gilbert Arenas. Who was it that we played the audio of them saying veterans are important on the roster because of what development of young guys?
Was it Chauncey?
It was Chauncey. Who is he? Rasheed Wallace.
Trill.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
So they were talking about importance of having a veterans on the roster who can bring young guys along. If you trade those two guys, who are then your veterans on? Is it DeAndre Ayton then you're going to be leaning on?
No.
One of those guys, if not both of those guys, will be on this roster till the trade deadline or throughout the entirety of the season. Because of that, bringing young guys along, developing them, helping them grow. And look, Anthony Simons was just on Chris Haynes' podcast.
Yeah.
And he was talking about that mentorship that he got from Damian Lillard and what that meant to him in his development as a player. Those are guys you want to keep around.
And his name being Ant, and his name being Ant before Ant Edwards. Everybody calm down about that. It's ridiculous. I don't understand. We're getting worked up.
Well, I know. But when the more popular guy comes through.
5 years later.
Yeah. But, I mean, it still is like Ant Edwards does carry more weight nationally.
Sure.
So you get buried down. But it's not like he tried to come and swipe the Ant moniker from Ant Edwards.
Which somebody actually accused him of doing earlier. And
no.
Anthony went full KD.
Yeah.
It was great.
There you go.
I was like, oh, good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Maybe we can just call
get a little irritated.
Maybe we could call Anthony Simons the Slim Reaper then, because
hey,
he didn't want that.
He didn't want it, yeah.
KD didn't want that. We'll just call Anthony Simons the Slim Reaper.
He can make his name off that name.
There you go. There's a lot of money to be made. That's a kick-ass name.
It is. God, I still can't believe he didn't want that.
Or
Durant.
Now that we know Kevin Durant more, makes sense.
Kevin Durant getting spicy on Twitter while he's in Paris for the Olympics for the last 2 days has been... He's a generational tweeter. It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. I love him for it. He just... He abandoned the burners, and he just embraced his inner villain, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But as it pertains to Ant and Jeremy, I don't think either of them are in any hurry to be moved. If the price is right, which I still think it's very much sitting at two firsts for Jeremy, then if the Lakers meet that, then he'll be in LA.
Yeah. Which is totally fine.
But there's, a month and a half between now and when guys are really going to start coming in for camp?
Yeah.
So it could happen, but I tend to lean towards the trade deadline for Jeremy, and then they'll revisit this with Anton next summer.
What does this look like though for the Portland Trail Blazers if they're open to having these conversations with any and everybody? We do know that though.
Yeah, no, I mean every organization does. That's a normal thing, but
hell, Bill Belichick took a call from the San Francisco 49ers about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He said no. Do you want Jimmy G?
And that's how
you have those conversations about, all right, well, what are you willing to offer me?
Yeah. So the other part of this is that, this could just be Jeremy or Ant's camp putting something out there to try to flush out value for guys to see where things sit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.